idea that we're going to talk to the league right now a little bit?
No, I don't. I mean, and, you know, whether that's the case or not, it, you know, there's plenty of things that we need to do a lot better than what we did yesterday moving forward. You know, very sloppy first half offensively. Couldn't really get into any rhythm. We're in so many long yarded situations, whether it was penalties or sacks or negative plays. Start the second half with a turnover, you know, and then defensively gave up some big plays. Talked about tackling all week and gave up over 100 yards after, you know, we had contact with somebody. And then had an opportunity a few times to hopefully end the game and, you know, gave them another life there on the fourth down play. And but the guys played hard and, you know, and for 60 minutes, and that's what it took yesterday, certainly 59 minutes and 59 seconds until the game was really decided. And so there's a lot of evidence of things we need to do better. There's quite a little bit of, you know, back and forth. Certainly communicate with Mike Nolan and the defensive staff. Same thing with the special teams. You know, just I watch and try to go through and see what I feel are real important aspects to our game in any phase of the game, you know, and try to really communicate the importance of all those things to our players. And then, you know, we each day we meet and go through what we feel like we're going to do in each situation, third down, what are we going to call on first and second down, red zone, 2 minute, those kind of things. And so I'm very aware of what's going on in all of those situations and have great faith and trust in our staff to do their jobs.
I guess because it seems like pressure is a big part of the defensive strategy at least at this point.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's almost like, what does an offensive guy dislike the most when he faces the defense?
Yeah, that's the kind of, I mean, I think that's kind of how you want to work together as a staff if you can. You know, if you can look at it in a different way, look at it a different way than somebody else on your staff, you know, it gives you two ways to look at things, and then, you know, ultimately want to try to come up with the best way to try to play each team. And, you know, I don't know how much, you know, I don't know the exact percentage that we're blitzing, but we've created pressure without blitzing, though, and we did yesterday, too, which is, you know, I think a combination of good coverage and great effort up front. You know, it isn't every time we have a free run to the quarterback because we brought one more guy than they could block. That really hasn't happened much all year. Hill's play yesterday, obviously it did. We got him free to the quarterback, but Ellis made a few plays yesterday where he just had great effort, and there was good coverage in the back end, and Tony was looking for somebody to throw it to, and held the ball long enough for us to get there. No, five. I mean, it's got to be one more than a four-man rush.
With playing the Patriots this week, obviously you've had many influences in the coaching, including your father.
Yeah.
But what percentage of the things do you do now that you would say would be like Coach Belichick, that would be sort of the Patriot way? I mean, what percentage are strictly Josh McDaniels?
I would say there's a lot of you know, the philosophies about how to win that come straight from Bill. I mean, most of them, if not all of them, do. You know, I was there for 8 years and had a great deal of success being a part of that organization. It's a great organization, you know, with a great coach and great players, and a lot of great coaches and great players. And the things that they do to try to win games, we're doing, you know, many of those things here. We're trying to do many of those things, and not because we're copying some other team, but because they've been successful, and it's a way to try to win games in this league, and it's shown itself as being a very successful way to do that. So most, if not all, of the things that we try to do to win, you know, in terms of the big picture, come from my experience in New England. I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, you know,
I don't know what, I mean, all I know is we try to, you know, we try to limit our mistakes. We try to, you know, take away the other team's strengths if you can. You know, and you try to play physical, I've said it before, tough, smart, physical football for 60 minutes. It sounds redundant. Nobody believes in it except the guys inside of the building, and everybody thinks you're just talking coach speak, but it's not. I mean, tough, smart, physical football wins most games. That's how you win in this league, because everybody's got good players, everybody's got good coaches, and if your players are tougher, if your players play smarter, and if you execute under pressure better than the other team, you win games. I mean, that's if that's a definition, that's what it is.
This team's a franchise that have been in a lot of turmoil on the defensive side of the ball. Mm-hmm. Changes in defensive coordinators, poor performances. Is that something you identified early on, something you can have it correct? And what types of changes did you institute immediately in the offseason?
Well, I mean, we looked at the whole picture. There were so many things we weren't doing well in every phase. Offensively, we were, you know, bad in a lot of areas also. Kicking game, we struggled last year, and defensively, certainly we saw a need to improve, and, you know, just started with hiring a good staff. You know, that was number one on our list, and you know, Mike's obviously done a great job with his staff. Our assistant coaches have also done a nice job of getting their players prepared and ready to go, and made the decision to go to the 3-4 system, which that's really my background. Mike, you know, obviously he's versed in both or either, and could do, you know, we could have went in another direction, but just felt like, you know, with where we were at, we wanted to go ahead and make that transition quickly. And try to get as far as we could by the time the season ran, you know, came around, and wherever that point was, we were going to accept it and say, you know, that's what we've got to win games, and our expectations are no different. You know, we're still going to try to win with whatever we have at whatever positions, and however far along we are in terms of our system and our understanding of what to do, and ultimately try to put our players in a position to be successful. So. That was one decision among many that we made right away, and you know, hopefully we can continue to improve and get better. He had a good game yesterday. You know, DJ's a very good linebacker. DJ could be a good player in any system, I think. And you know, the weak side of a 3-4. You know, some people think that, you know, the ball runs away most of the time in a 3-4, depending on what kind of system you're playing against in terms of the other team's offense. But, you know, DJ's got some coverage responsibility, and he's capable of doing that. You know, we've done a, you know, decent job of mixing that up. He's blitzed some and created some problems in the backfield. And then when he has a chance to run and get to the ball carrier, where it's tough for somebody to get a body on him, he usually makes the tackle. And then that's a, you know, that's a sign of a good linebacker. When, you know, when somebody's struggling to get onto you or get to the second level up to you, and because of that you're making a bunch of tackles, you're a dependable player, and that's what he's shown to be the first 4 weeks. I don't think it changed. You know, DJ's very instrumental in what we do defensively. Number one communicator, I think, in terms of the front seven, calls the defense in a huddle. Guys listen and respond to him every day, and he's a great player to coach too. Very coachable, and understands what we're trying to do to win, and buys into it, and does his role to the best of his ability each week. No, it's the next team on our schedule, number one. You know, we're not going to make any more of this game than what it is. It's our fifth game of the year. I think it'll be a great challenge, you know, to play against one of the best franchises in this league and one of the best teams in this league with certainly what I think is the best coach in this league. And we're going to have our hands full in a lot of different areas, but it'll be a great challenge for our football team. And I think we're all going to be excited to go through this week of preparation and see what we can do. It's going to come down to who tackles better, who blocks better, who throws better, who catches better. And it's not going to be a big game of, you know, tricks and gimmicks, I don't think. think they're going to know plenty of what we're doing, if not all, and we're probably going to know a lot about what they're doing, and it's going to come down to whose players play the best and who can make the plays and avoid the big mistakes in the game, like most games come down to. I don't think this game is going to be about deception. I think it's going to be about us trying to play good football, and they're going to do the same thing, and, you know, whoever plays better on Sunday will win the game. Yeah, I mean, Kyle knows the offense very well and has done a nice job of limiting his mistakes and certainly not turning the ball over in 4 weeks is a big plus for our team. You know, I think anytime you have a quarterback play, I'm not going to say error-free because he certainly wasn't error-free and hasn't been error-free in any game. That's hard for a quarterback to do. But when he doesn't commit a big mistake and put the defense on a short field, you know, and give the other offense an opportunity to score points quickly, I think that's really a big plus for your football team. And Kyle's bought into that and understands his role and has done it fairly well so far. I mean, I hope I prepare really hard every week. I really do. I hope our guys, our coaches, our players spend a great amount of time preparing for every opponent. I hope I don't see a big change in what I do this week. I'm going to prepare as hard as I have the first 4 weeks, and I think our team will respond and do the same thing. You know, look, it'll be fun. It'll be fun coaching against Bill and the staff there. I've got a great deal of respect for them, and I know how talented they are and how, you know, how tremendous of a staff they have there. And, you know, if you can fit it in, I mean, you always try to fit in as much extra time as you can. But I've also got a lot of friends there that, you know, this isn't going to be a, you know, in any way, shape, or form, some kind of a negative, you know, week in terms of us playing them. It'll be a great challenge. We'll look forward to it. I'm sure they're looking forward to it. And we'll see who can, you know, be in the best position to win the game on Sunday.
What do you do that is completely your way, whether running a meeting or something that's just yours?
It's a tough question because, like I said, most of the things that we do with our football team in some way, shape, or form, you know, I get from Bill and his preparation, the way he prepares his team, the way that he feels like you gotta approach each game a little bit differently in terms of, you know, you gotta beat New England differently than you beat Dallas, and you got to beat New England differently than you beat Cleveland, and I'm sure he's saying the same thing. You know, you're going to have to beat Denver a little bit differently than you beat Baltimore. But there's not a whole lot that I would say from a football standpoint in terms of philosophy that would change. You know, I certainly work a little bit more with the offense during the course of the week than I do with the defense. But Bill works with both sides and the special teams coach as well. You know, and I'm with the quarterbacks a lot more. So, you know, there's a little bit of change in terms of where I spend some of my time during the week as opposed to what he does. But he has influence on everybody. He can coach any position, and we're just trying to do the best that we can to get our team prepared to play as well as we can possibly play against each different opponent, because it's definitely a different challenge, and this week will be no different.